He's a local artist, and he's going to tell us, give us his background of where he come from, how he got into the art business, and what he does in this present time, and anything he can add to that's interesting to us. Now, Mr. Lee.
Thank you very much. To begin with, I was born in a place called Ivy, Virginia, about 7 miles west of Charlottesville. It was on September 16th, 1904. And the family lived in Philadelphia at that time. And I went to boarding school in Concord, New Hampshire, went to Princeton. After college, I went to the School of Industrial Art in Philadelphia, studying illustration. 2 years there, 1 year at the Academy of Fine Arts there in Philadelphia, and then 2 years at the New York Phoenix School of Design. And then in 1931, I hit the major slicks, as we called it, selling a cover design of the Saturday Evening Post. That was in April 1931. And from then on, it was fairly easy because in those days, Depression days, an artist who was a sort of a poor man's Norman Rockwell didn't have much trouble finding work. So while everyone was starving to death and not making any money, I was selling pictures and supporting my family. I was married in 1935, and we lived there around Philadelphia for a number of years, and then moved to Connecticut, Woodbury, Connecticut, in 1940. In 1946, because of my wife's chronic bronchitis, we moved to Arizona, to Douglas. In Douglas, I found that I was known as an artist, although actually I prefer to be called an illustrator, since what I did mostly was magazine, story, and advertising illustration. Nevertheless, I found that everyone had a picture. They didn't need two. They had a photograph or a clipping from a magazine. So rather than starve to death, I started selling door-to-door, starting with Encyclopedia Britannica. Then I worked for Singer Sewing Machine. I sold Kirby vacuum cleaners. I sold Fuller brushes and a great many more or less part-time things. I managed Sears Roebuck's catalog sales store here in Bakerville for about 4 years. And then I heard that they needed an illustrator at Fort Huachuca and went over and got the job and was there with the Combat Surveillance School and later with the Intelligence School for about 8 years. And then I became 70 and found that suddenly I was required to retire. So I'm now retired, which simply means that I'm painting an occasional portrait or landscape as a commission, but not dragging in any regular paycheck. The work at Fort Huachuca I found very challenging and very interesting and very educational. I was sent to Los Angeles twice, once to learn movie animation in 4 days, which had taken some of these guys 20 years to learn, but came back and explained that we had everything except the single frame camera. So we had to go elsewhere to get the actual footage recorded. But I did a great deal of the artwork. It was quite entertaining there at the fort, and a little terrifying too, because so many of the boys who'd come back from Korea came back with descriptions of the use of the various electronic devices that we were making and testing at the fort. And then they went back to war, and some of them never came back. So it brought the war awfully close to us. The artwork consisted there on post mostly of training manuals slides used in classrooms and so forth. Rather technical illustration. To go back to when I first came to this area and found that I had to take these various jobs to keep the family eating, I did start some classes and taught a number of people in the area who have now become fairly well-versed as painters. And classes in Bisbee and Douglas and even some in Elfrida over the years. In 1950, trying to get back into the illustration field, I went to Hollywood and got myself a job with an outfit called Sarah Crafters. They were making decalcomanias, which are transferred to various forms of pottery before the final glazing. And this was fine and dandy until the Korean War came along. And I found that my boss, who had the money, and his right-hand man, who had the know-how, were both Reserve Army combat pilots. And they quickly switched from ceramic decals to making decals for all the B-29s here in Arizona. So I was out of a job. Here in Bisbee, with the help of Mrs. Henry Clark, Boat Clark, we put on probably the first art exhibition in the town on the first floor of the library right over the post office. This was back in about 1960, as nearly as I can remember. At any rate, we had 75 entries and caused quite a splash in the town, making them art conscious, I think, and trying to pull all the artists together. From then on, the galleries have developed, and there seems to be quite an interest in art here in Bisbee. Some years ago, I managed the art department of the county fair. In fact, I did it for 7 years, and did everything I could to encourage people to paint and to get together. Speaking of Bisbee artists, it seemed before Mrs. Clark and I had that exhibition that they were very jealous of each other and rather standoffish, and we did quite a bit, I believe, in bringing them together so that they could exhibit together. My years at Fort Huachuca, to go back a bit, were quite educational, as I may have mentioned. Starting with the movie animation, I did training films and illustrations for textbooks. These required a good deal of research and a good deal of study of the actual pieces of equipment that the GIs were being taught to use. But at the same time, bearing in mind that I had been cleared by the FBI for secret material, so I had to be very careful not to say anything to anybody anytime. So I'm holding back a little bit now. On hearing a playback, I discovered I did make a mistake when I said that when I was working at Fort Huachuca, some of the boys came back from Korea. I should have said Vietnam. And that was the war that was going on at the time I was at the fort.
This is April 14th. 1977, and now I'm going to read to Mr. Lee the release. It is understood that this interview may be used by the Bisbee Council on Arts and Humanities for whatever use they may desire. Do you agree, Mr. Lee?
I certainly do.
All right, Mr. Lee, we thank you for this wonderful interview. And we know it's going to be well appreciated, and people are going to want to hear some of the things you mentioned about the artistic talents in Bisbee, and that